Just a few questions. Just a few questions regarding the laws and the ceremony of the Brit Milah. So, one of the berachot that the Abi Aben makes is Lachniso b'Brito shel Avraham Avinu. A question was asked to the Gaon Rabbi Eliashiv, Zichrono Livracha, where the father was not present at the Brit Milah. He was overseas. And the question was, can they call him via telephone so he'll know exactly when the Brit is going to happen? And then he could say Lachniso on the telephone, you know, right before they actually do the Brit. I mean, there's nothing wrong technically because it's Lachniso, and he's actually bringing his son into the Brit Milah. Rabbi Eliashiv said, absolutely, he can do such a beracha. You don't have to be present to make the beracha of Lachniso. Bottom line, the father is involved in the process of Lachniso, the Britosh of Rabinu, whether he's there or not, so long as he knows when the time of the Brit Milah is going to be. Similarly, they asked a question to Rabbi Pinchas Scheinberg, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, regarding a father that had forgotten to make the Beracha of Shehiyanu at the Brit Milah. As we learned yesterday, our custom, according to Haramban, is to make Shehiyanu at the Brit Milah. So he didn't make the Shehiyanu. So the rabbi said that there is no problem to make the Shehiyanu even after the Brit Milah, although he didn't give a time, how long, but as long as he still has the simcha of the mitzvah, it's similar, I guess, to on Yamim Tovim, if a person forgot to make the Berachav Shehiyanu, we could make it throughout Chola Moed. Even though you'll argue and say, well, here the Milah is finished already. Well, it's really not finished because the mitzvah of Milah is a kiyumit. It's a constant mitzvah that the child fulfills with him. So it's not as if after Brit Milah is over that there's no more mitzvah. It's not like after Sukkot where there's no more sukkah. There's still a mitzvah present. The child is mahul, and that is a constant mitzvah. So therefore, even after the Brit Milah, it's possible for the father to make the shehiyan. Finally, a straight up halakha from the Shulchan Aruch. Normally the halakha says that you're not allowed to make a beracha in front of irva, in front of the nakedness of something. There's laws that say v'ayam hanecha kadosh v'lo yira'e becha arbat davar. So the question, of course, is just in procedure, how does the mohel make the beracha in front of the irva of the katan? I mean, obviously at the time of the Brit Milah, he's uncovered. And we don't see Muhalim turning their faces and doing, he's right on there, ready to do the Brit Milah. The reason why they don't have to move their face away or close their eyes is based on the Rosh. Rabbeinu Asher is brought out of the Bet Yosef in Yoredei Asiman Resh Samech, says that the whole reason why we have to not, we cannot make Berachot in front of the Erba, it's because V'ayam Mahanecha Kadosh, the area that you make Berachot has to be Kadosh. So the Rosh says, since we're about to do Brit Milah, this Irva is Kadosh now. It's not considered not Kadosh. We're preparing it for Brit Milah. So it's possible that you can have an Irva, but Kedusha at the same time. And what is that? At a Brit Milah, it's still considered Mahanecha Kadosh, and if we can do the Brit Milah. Of course, others will say that you don't have a question at all. Irva doesn't start at such a young age. It's not until after the kid is Ra'ui Lebi'ah, which is much older, and therefore there's no concern. Anyway, Bet Yosef took those opinions, because it's the majority opinions, and therefore there is no problem of making the Berachan for the Irva. Although, the Shulchan Aruch does bring down that it would be proper, sometimes the baby before the Brit Milah soils himself. So it's proper to clean the Tzo'ah before the actual Brit Milah. Now, not because you cannot make the Berachah in front of the Tzo'ah of a Katan. Shulchan Aruch calls in Ura Haim that really the Tzo'ah of a Katan is really not considered a problem for Berachot, not until he can start eating regular food, Dagan, bread, and things like that. The Tzo'ah of an 8-day-old baby does not have any halachic problems with it. But kavod beracha, it doesn't have to be a halachic issue, but kavod beracha, you're not going to make a Brit Milah under such circumstances. So Shulchan Aruch writes that it'd be proper to clean the baby for the kavod of the ceremony.